Well, the College of Pharmacy was established 8 years ago in Kingsville as the Irma Lerma Ron Hill School of Pharmacy. They graduated four classes to this point of about 309 students. About 45% of those are originally from South Texas, and about 30% of the graduating groups are actually practicing in South Texas. So it does serve South Texas. One of the big limiting factors in awarding the Doctor of Pharmacy degree is having enough clinical training sites for these pharmacy students. They all take about six clinical training rotations in their fourth year, and so we have to have a lot of accredited sites for doing the training. So last year, the class that came in will be the class of 2017, was limited to 87 students because of the number of clinical training sites. So by expanding to College Station, we were able to take more pharmacy students, have more clinical training sites, and also the students that come here are immersed in a multidisciplinary training environment that accommodates training side-by-side with medical students, nursing students, and public health students. And this is the team environment that really supports modern healthcare delivery, so it's critical that they're being trained together. And this is a big advantage here in College Station.
What was required from a regulatory standpoint to make this happen?
There were many parts. One of the most important parts is the Accreditation Council for Pharmacy Education, the national accrediting unit, allowed us to expand to College Station. And of course, we had to have approval by the Health Science Center and by the Regents for this to happen.
And when did the process begin, or how long has it taken to get to this point?
We had several feasibility studies done as far as 4 years ago, just to see if we had the right number of clinical training sites and what was the feasibility of having faculty here on campus. Do we have the space for education and research? So there has been a long process over the last 4 years to look at the possibility of having a secondary campus. So it's been vetted over a long period of time.
The first classes are scheduled to start when?
August of 2014, and our first class will be between 30 and 35 students because we can accommodate them with the clinical training sites here and the classroom and all the additional venues that we have to have for training.
The classroom work will be physically done where?
In the Reynolds Building. Classes will be held here. And we have both a large auditorium and also small classroom settings here.
You mentioned 30 to 35 to start this August. What could be the maximum number of students?
I'm not sure, but I know that it will grow over the next few years.
Seems like pharmacy is something that is not going to go away, may be growing, and if so, at what kind of rate?
We anticipate having four pharmacy faculty here during the next year, and then a dozen faculty overall at the end of 4 years here in the Reynolds Building. And additionally, the faculty that will be here for educational purposes will also take part in research. A large number of them will be pharmacy research faculty, and they'll bring a strong new contribution to research here on the A&M campus. Their abilities in drug delivery, drug discovery, and drug formulation are something that we need to enhance and grow here in College Station, and there'll be a strong new contribution for us as far as getting grants and building the research enterprise here.
Do you already have your first class of students already chosen, or what is that recruitment process like?
The recruitment process is ongoing right now. interviews are ongoing as we speak, and I think letters will be going out in February.
Has there been any discussion about establishing branch locations in other cities with an A&M campus?
Not to my knowledge at this point. We're focused on the secondary campus here in College Station.
What else from an industry standpoint or from an academic standpoint needs to be shared with listeners about the significance of having this branch campus open up here?
From a research standpoint, the formulation capabilities of the pharmaceutics faculty are very important for early stage development of pharmaceuticals and vaccines that will then go in a pipeline into our big enterprise in the bio corridor. So I think they're a very important component of the research and, of course, a vital component of the education here. Additionally, having a research component here allows the pharmacy students to take a research training period as well as a clinical training. One of those training periods can be in research where they learn about formulations and practical applications. And I think that's a very important aspect of being here on a research campus.
Which also gives your students another option professionally.
It does, indeed. Pharmacy students have a very large array of job possibilities in the future, ranging from clinical practice to research to regulatory issues. So I think it's a very exciting curriculum to be in.
Is there anything else that I've missed?
Well, the school is currently ranked 34 nationally. It's ranked 8th in the Southwest region, and I think we're only going to go up in the rankings as we add more students and have more and graduate more students.